Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when the country honors the civil rights activist and American history icon. Also a time that people reflect not just on King's actions, but his teachings.
Have we, as a nation, been successful in applying Dr. King's teachings? With us is civil rights leader Robert Greene, who was a part of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference from 1965 to 1967. He worked alongside Dr. King at the time. Greene was also the first black dean at Michigan State University, and he mounted the first ever successful legal challenge against discriminatory housing practices in East Lansing, Michigan, known as redlining. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Very happy to be with you today.
Let me ask you something to start this off. I could think of, and maybe you will or won't agree, I could think of no single issue that is as important now to especially African-American voters and people of all color than voting rights. And I'm holding in my hand, I was reading an op-ed piece in the New York Times today by somebody, maybe you know, Reginald Jackson, who was a presiding prelate of the 6th Episcopal District that's in Georgia, represents some 500-plus churches. And what's notable in it is he says that President Biden and his party, the Democratic Party, have failed us badly on access to the ballot. And I'm wondering if that is a valid criticism, especially on this day that honors Martin Luther King Jr.
I'm not so sure it's a valid criticism. President Biden, he strongly believes in voting rights. He was active as a political person in voting rights years ago. So I'm not so sure that's a valid criticism. Voting rights is a major issue in America today. It has always been a major issue. And it's something we need to work at in a very diligent way.
Do you feel it is being looked upon as enough of a priority? Because that's been the criticism by some, is that, yes, you say it's top of the priority. We understand it is, but it doesn't feel that way. We don't see the action for it.
Well, President Biden, of course, had his hands full when he took over. But I, as a supporter of Biden, I'm also of the opinion that he needs to devote even more time to voting rights. Voting rights is a very important issue in America today.
All right. Let's talk about some of the other things that, and you, as I said in the intro, you were alongside Dr. King for a while there.
Yes, that's true. And I want to say this to get this in before we shut down. I believe Dr. King made the most important contribution to the black community, to the larger community over the years, namely overcoming fear, not being afraid to fight for freedom. Fear was something that was used in the South early on and later on in other parts of the country to intimidate blacks and other minorities to keep them in line. And King taught us, Martin Luther King Jr. taught us not to be afraid. My father had fear instilled in him as a young man. You know how it was done? It was done by lynching one of my father's best friends. My father saw the lynching from the edge of the woods. And that instilled what I sometimes call almost permanent fear although my dad was able to deal with it and work with it and overcome it years later. But fear was something that Martin Luther King, overcoming fear was something that King, it was a contribution that Martin Luther King Jr. made that no other civil rights leader ever came close to making. Not being afraid to fight for freedom. And again, fear was used to intimidate others and to keep them in line and to keep them from even becoming active as a possible voter. Yes.
How would you give a report card today, 2022, on the things that Martin Luther King Jr. was advocating back in the 60s? How have we done?
Well, I think we're making progress. King talked about the three evils, racism, poverty, and war. I think that at the moment, there is racism yet in America. Anyone who would say there is no racism in terms of the treatment of African-Americans, Hispanics in America, or the other kind of discrimination against women, they would be making a mistake. It yet exists. But King gave us the foundation for dealing with racism, poverty, war, discrimination against all women in America. He gave us a strategy, and the first one was to overcome fear and do not be afraid to fight for freedom and to fight for what's right. And overcoming fear was a big deal. I always say that Martin Luther King Jr., more than any other civil rights leader, instilled in us the courage and the commitment and the willingness to follow through and overcoming discrimination and overcoming fear, which is a part of, which was used to maintain, I should say, discrimination. And I always think of my dad, who spent 2 years fighting for America in Europe, returned to Jones County, Georgia, and couldn't vote. That does not happen today. I think we have tools to fight and the willingness to fight that was not there years ago. And that I can understand, because blacks who stood up against discrimination years ago, stood up at the and could lose their lives. That's not likely to happen today. You can fight for freedom today and know at the same time that if you are abused, there are ways to deal with that abuse from a legal standpoint, most important of all. So again, when I think about Martin Luther King Jr. and this day, I think of a man who taught blacks to overcome poverty at every level, to not initiate a participate or support. Well, participation is another matter. Wars. King taught us to stand up against those kinds of evils and to not be afraid. So I have a lot of respect for him. I miss him. We lost a great man. When we lost Martin Luther King Jr., we lost a person who provided, I think, greater leadership than anyone that I can think of in making America a better place.
You mentioned poverty, and you've written books about discrimination and poverty in urban centers. Janet Yellen was giving a speech today saying the economy still does not work for Americans of color the way it works for white Americans. How big of a problem is that still? Because, like, economic injustice is part of the larger picture here.
I still think that is an issue. Usually when blacks, when whites have difficulty in a particular area, blacks have it, and Hispanics have it even worse. So that is something that has to be addressed. Hopefully, the administration led by Biden will try to structure things and issues in such a way that the playing field is leveled more so today than it has been in the past.
You know, it strikes me that we are on this day looking back at the efforts and achievements of Martin Luther King Jr. But of course, that was over half a century ago. Where are the Martin Luther King Jr.'s today? Are there?
Are there any Martin Luther King Jr.'s today?
Yeah.
I don't know of one. If you find one, will you call me and I'll back him
okay,
him right away?
But that precisely is my point. Why not?
But on the other hand, there are many young people in Black Lives Matter, all sorts of groups that are coming up, who are finding ways to deal with discrimination in terms of voting rights, employment, and education, which is key. So you don't have to be a Martin Luther King Jr. to do the right thing and to have an impact on discrimination in America, to have an impact on increasing educational opportunities for all young people. So you may not be able to be a king, but you can be a king supporter.
And is that because of what you said earlier, the fear is not there anymore to stand up for any of this for equality? Because you can feel and you can see that the deck is still stacked against you, but you're not staying home anymore.
That's right. You're absolutely right. I missed your last point.
The movements we see in the streets these days and everything you've been mentioning, because Dr. King was able to take away the fear, right? That you can go out there and you can stand up and you can be out there and be part of the movement, even if there's a systemic problem out there. If the deck is stacked against you, it's not going to deter you from getting out there and saying what you need to say.
You're absolutely right. And I think that King provided the leadership paving the way for that to happen. So when there is an issue, whether it's employment or employment discrimination, housing, education being a big factor. These are factors that King held in high importance. And he gave us strategies to deal with all forms of discrimination. I had Martin Luther King Jr. come up to Michigan State a year or so before he was assassinated. And he talked to students about how they could work in their own communities. He said, you all don't have to come to Alabama, Mississippi, or Georgia to make sure that your communities are as good as they should be. He said, look at your own communities. And that had an impact on me because at that time, I had finished my PhD, and East Lansing, your very important college community town, I couldn't buy a home. They wouldn't sell homes to a black in East Lansing. And what I did, I called several of my African-American friends in Columbus, Ohio, Northwestern University, Evanston, Illinois. They were having the same thing, same fight, trying to buy a home with a PhD and with money in your pocket was impossible for blacks at that time.
You know, there were I want to... I want to get in one other point because we're running out of time. At the time of the 60s, as you know, there was great division among African-Americans about whether or not Martin Luther King was militant enough. What about in 2022? Do those people who are carrying on his legacy, do they need to be, in your view, more militant?
It depends on how you define militant. I would say we need to be assertive. Assertive about doing the correct thing and overcoming racism, poverty, and militancy, I mean war. So it's not a matter of whether or not King was King. Well, let me put it this way. Martin Luther King Jr., more than anyone else, gave us a prescription for dealing with racism, poverty, and war. And we need to continue to look at his leadership in terms of what he did in a non-forceful but a non-violent way to make America a better place.
Robert Greene, civil rights leader, works with Martin Luther King Jr. Robert, thanks for talking to us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.